Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us right now from Yahoo, author of The Arm. Jeff Passan. Jeff, Joe and Evan, how are you?
Gentlemen, how are you about yourself?
What's
I'm
up?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm thinking of writing a book called The Stomach. Your thoughts? Just saying.
Wouldn't it be the gut?
No, it wouldn't be the gut. No, it'd be the stomach.
Now, Joe doesn't have a gut. He's
I have
actually
no gut. No. I may be 63. There's no guts,
no
bro.
No gut.
Okay?
No.
You know what I mean? I still got a little juice. A little bit.
I'm saying it's about America, not about you.
I'm just saying, but I'd be writing about my stomach, which is a disaster. So that's why I said the stomach, you know?
Jeff.
why is your stomach a disaster?
We don't get into
it.
What do you want me to say? Let's start. I'm a Met fan. I'm a Jet fan. I'm a Knicks fan, and I'm a Ranger fan. So there you go. So how could I have a stomach? Let me ask you that question.
I was going to say, I think it should be the brain then, because you're obviously right. you're a crazy person for the people you're rooting
that
for.
That is, you know what? You are 100% correct. But I was young and stupid. Now I'm just old and dumb.
You know? Jeff, two-part question with the Yankees. Before the season started, what did you think they were? And as we sit here today, what do you think they are?
I was very bearish on the Yankees coming into this season, to be honest. I thought they were a year away. I thought this was going to be a transition-type season. It reminds me, in a lot of ways, what the Chicago Cubs did back in 2015, where it looked like, you know, Chris Bryant may come up, Kyle Schwarber may be there eventually, they may have something brewing. That's great for the future, but now I'm not quite sure. No, the Cubs, they didn't get off to quite the start the Yankees did, but they really turned it on in the second half. And that's my big question about the Yankees. Does this team have staying power? And if they're in it in June and July, are they going to be willing to trade prospects to go and fill out this roster like they needed to? The Cubs did not go down that path in their first season of real contention, because they felt like as much as 2015 was great, this was more about 16, 17, 18, and beyond. The Yankees' future, obviously, is really, really bright now, because they have good prospects to supplement Aaron Judge and Gary Sanchez and the rest of the core pieces they have there, and B, because they're going to have a ton of money to spend going forward, because they've done a good job of getting these fat contracts with players past their prime off their books. Now, these are the Yankees. So the idea that they're going to sit on their hands when they have a chance to win a World Series, which I think one can make an argument that they do, is kind of a spurious thought. So I'm very interested to see how Brian Cashman handles this going forward, because without a dominant team in the American League right now, and really without much of a dominant team in the National League at this point either, it is wide open for them to go out and try and win it.
Mm. Jeff, what's your take on the Matt Harvey disaster? What's your thoughts?
I mean, it was a disaster, and it's not surprising at all, because I think anybody you talk with the Mets will say that they don't know what to do with Matt Harvey at this point. They've been trying for years to get through to him, and it hasn't worked. And so to have someone with as much talent as he does and see it frittered away in the fashion that it has, it's a bit of a sad story. But Matt Harvey's also 28 years old, so it's not like he is a lost cause at this point. Hopefully this is one of those moments that wakes him up and forces him to rededicate himself, not just because free agency is on the horizon after the 2018 season, but because I think he's a personally a very motivated guy, or can be great when he is motivated. And if this is not motivation, I'm not sure what's going to be.
You know, you hit on something that I think should give Met fans hope and Yankee fans hope as well, and that's there really aren't a lot of great teams in baseball. I mean, the Nationals have a tremendous lineup, great top of the rotation, but their bullpen right now is an out-and-out dumpster fire. That's what that is. The yep. Giants are a disaster. I mean, the Rockies are pretty good. The Cubs will figure it out. Do yep. you think that the Mets can buy? See, my key to them is, can they just tread water until Syndergaard comes back, until Cespedes comes back, until maybe even Steven Matz comes back? God knows if he'll ever pitch, you know, with him. But do you think the Mets can do that and survive and then get hot later on?
I don't know that there's enough there for that to happen, because I just don't feel like the depth is a strength of the Mets at this point. You know, last year you saw Lugo and Gesellman come up and keep the team afloat throughout the injuries. And look, Jay Bruce playing like he has, Michael Conforto playing like he has, there's more thunder in that lineup than I think people, myself included, expected. But it is a tough row to hoe for them right now, because they are just barren and beaten down by these injuries. And the big part, Joe, is that we don't know when these guys are coming back. We don't know how long Syndergaard's injury really is going to keep him out. We don't know how long Cespedes' injury is going to keep him out. And these are the types of injuries that do tend to linger. And you don't want to rush a guy back for fear that he's just going to re-aggravate it two or three games in and end up on the disabled list for an even longer amount of time.
Do you see the Nationals running away with the division? I mean, they really haven't yet. You do see, but you see them just running away with it. Like, by the middle of July, it's basically over.
I just think that they see the writing on the wall, and that's that they have 2 years before Bryce Harper's wearing pinstripes, and they need to win a damn World Series in that time.
How about winning a playoff series?
Well, I was going to say, first things first, right?
Right, yes.
they're really good, and they will. You can get relief pitching. Like, you can get relief pitching. I think, to me, the perfect trade partner for them is the Kansas City Royals. If Michael Taylor doesn't cut the mustard in center, and I don't think he's going to, Lorenzo Cain is a pending free agent. He's somebody who's got an incredible glove. He gets on base. He steals bases. He can hit gap-to-gap power. And he's not going to cost nearly as much as a guy like Adam Eaton, who's under control for half a decade. The Royals also have Kelvin Herrera, who is a proven late-inning guy and throws 100 miles per hour and could step into that closer role and give them solidify that for them. So between those two, it seems like a no-brainer to me that the Nationals should make a preemptive move, and that the Royals, who need to rebuild because Eric Hosmer and Kane and Mike Moustakas are going to be free agents after this season, need to fortify their minor league system, which right now is one of the worst in baseball.
Yeah, that was a quick fall for the Kansas City Royals, but hey, it was worth it. Two pennants in a row and a world championship?
A game seven and a championship in back-to-back seasons for a team that has as little local resources as any team in the game. That's the tough part about baseball. Teams like the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Dodgers can rebuild very quickly. Teams like the Royals have short windows, and they have to capitalize on them, because you know some really lean years are going to be coming after that.
When you look at the American League East right now, the Orioles and Yankees are off to great starts. The Red Sox are trying to figure things out. The Blue Jays have been a disaster. Mm-hmm. How do you think things will eventually shake out? Do you see the Orioles having the staying power in that division? How do you look at the AL East?
I think the Orioles every year surprise us, because it's tough to recognize what they do really, really well. But they hit bombs and they pitch well enough. And in baseball in 2017, that's pretty much all you need to be a good team. And I know a lot of guys are hitting home runs now. You know, in baseball, they're on pace right now to have the most home runs ever in a season. And the game has... the game has turned to the point where Joel Sherman tweeted this earlier today. The batting average, I think, is at its lowest point in decades. Guys are just hitting the ball hard and trying to lift it in the air. So the Orioles do that as well as anybody out there. I think they're going to be around. I think the Red Sox are going to be fine. There's too much talent there for them not to. And I think the Yankees are going to be there every step of the way. So it's going to be a really good three-team race down the stretch, and I'm curious to see just how all in some of these teams are. And I mean, the Red Sox already have their farm system's not barren, but since Dave Dombrowski got there, they've traded something like seven of their 10 best prospects. So Which teams are going to say, you know, push their chips in the middle of the table and say 2017 is going to be ours.
Jeff Passan, we're talking to him, talking baseball with him. All right, the Astros are in to play the Yankees in the stadium tonight, four-game series. What's your thoughts on Houston? They're off to a tremendous start. How about the Astros?
I picked the Astros to go to the World Series this year.
Okay, there you go.
I'm glad one of my predictions is looking okay. I think that their lineup depth is unquestionable. Their bullpen depth is really good, and they have enough starting pitching. Dallas Keuchel is back to his Cy Young winning self and has really mastered the art of the modern sinker ball pitcher, just getting upward of 70% ground ball outs. You know, Lance McCullers is the type of guy who, when he is healthy, can be a legitimate number two starter, and there's enough rotation depth there to make it work, because their bullpen can back the back end of their rotation up really well. They've got a deep bullpen, they've got a strong bullpen, a guy in Chris Davinsky who
he's been amazing.
Next to nobody knows who he is or what he does, but I mean, the guy's, you know, he's striking out 15 per nine innings and can pitch multiple innings. And so I think Houston's done a really good job of building a deep, strong roster that's immune to injuries that inevitably are going to come.
You know, you mentioned the Royals, and they're certainly a team that you think is going to be active before July 31st. They have to be. They have guys who are going to be free agents. They need to rebuild. The yep. team that they lost to in that World Series, the San Francisco Giants, what about them? Can you see them trying to move a Johnny Cueto? Not Buster Posey, we can forget him, but trying to move Jeff Samardzija if anybody would take him, but trying to move some of the pieces that they have before the deadline, because this has been a bad year for them too.
It has, and Cueto's gotten opt out as well. So I think that there's a strong possibility that if anybody moves there, he's going to be the guy because he is a proven playoff pitcher and a type of guy you can slot in the top of a rotation and be confident that if not a win, you're at very least going to get a good outing from him. He's someone who honestly fits perfectly with the Yankees right now. And they've gotten really good pitching from Pineda. They've gotten really good pitching from Severino. Tanaka's going to be fine. I think if you slot those three and then throw in Johnny Cueto on top of that, suddenly, with the thunder they've got in their lineup, that's a dangerous team right there.
You buy Colorado? What's going on there?
I sort of buy Colorado. They start really well. They like, historically, they're really strong starters. I'm curious to see where they are at the end of June. I don't think they're the best team in that division. I think that's the Dodgers. But I think that the Rockies have a deep enough lineup that they're going to pose danger for anybody out there. And the big question for them is, can Kyle Freeland and Antonio Senzatela, two rookies, continue pitching the way that they have so far? Because as all of us know, pitching in Colorado is the toughest thing to do in baseball. And that's the thing that's kept them from being good, as they've had lineups like this in the past.
And how about the fact that Greg Holland has been unbelievable as the Rocky closer? I think he leads the league in saves, and he's been good, and he's coming off a major injury, the Tommy John, which I think relates to a little book you wrote called The Arm, correct?
I mean, look, guys can come back and be great after Tommy John surgery. There is no question about that. I want to see how Greg Holland holds up over a season, because the first 6 weeks have been indisputably good. But can he continue this over time? That's something that I don't know at this point, and not something that I'm going to bet on.
Jeff, assuming there's somebody who, let's say, has Greg Holland in fantasy, would you tell them, hey, great draft pick? No. Great draft pick, cash out now. Would you suggest, let's say his name is, you know, Bevin, would you suggest he sell Greg
Jerry
Holland
Blevins?
Right now?
Jerry Blevins has Holland?
the question, of course, is what can Bevin get for Greg Holland at this point?
Yeah, that's a great question, yeah.
I know in my fantasy league, closers go for absurd amounts of money in our auction. So if at any point I have a closer who may have a high salary and is pitching out of his mind this early in the season, I'm looking to cash out when I can.
All right. I'm going to trade him. I'm going to put him on the market. See what happens.
I was going to ask Jeff if he's in a fantasy league, but then you answered it. Are you in just one fantasy league or more than one?
I'm in an auction league with my friends from home. I'm 36 years old, and this is the 26th year of the league.
Wow, that's impressive. Yeah. Wow. We're at 14. Yeah. I thought
you've been doing this since you were 10 years old, fantasy?
Yeah, like our dads were at the first first draft that we had.
That's cool.
Wow.
And I'm in a couple of leagues with Scoresheet, which is a simulation league that you have you set a lineup 1 through 9, and you set a rotation and a bullpen. You can put a hook number in there for when you want to take your starter out. I mean, it's complicated.
Wow, that's crazy. Nerd,
it's nerdy
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that's nerdy.
I mean,
wow.
I would yeah, say. Like we draft high school players.
And oh, my God.
I know.
Jeff, excellent job. The book is The Arm. You should check it out. We appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, Jeff.
Pleasure is always mine, boys. Thanks for having
Jeff
me.
Jeff Passan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.